KCSI Sports here in Stanton Day with Stanton Bike Queen volleyball head coach John Manquist. Now, John, first thing before we go, we're taping this brutally early in the morning, and you've just got done with these practices. How are you doing practices at 5 a.m. or whatever it is in the morning?
It's early in the morning, I'll give you that. The girls come in excited, and then
they come in excited at 5 a.m.
Most of them, yeah. They've got their Pop-Tarts, their bananas, their oatmeal. They're ready to go. They go to bed about, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So they know with the construction going on over at the school, just to show up for volleyball. So all summer long here with our preseason practices have been about 5:30 start time, 5:45 start time, and then we go to about 9 o'clock.
Well, I watch the last few minutes of your practice. I'm already exhausted for the day, so I know your day is just starting. But coach, seriously, now you're only a couple days away from the season. Tell me a little about your team, the makeup of your team, how many out, the grade breakdowns, and how's it been going so far?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have 22 total for our high school numbers, which is up from last year. We only lost one senior who graduated. So it's nice. Most of the girls have a fair amount of playing experience at the varsity level. We have 7 freshmen who have some height, which is exciting for us this year, putting up some blocks, which is good for us. But yeah, we're competing for spots here. The girls don't know the lineups. We try just about everything. Thursday we'll be at the Red Oak scrimmage, and then Tuesday we have 3 teams coming to Stanton. So it'll be fun.
A lot of returning experience. You know, last year was a young team, like you said. That's got to be helpful to have that continuity with so many returning players.
Yeah, so just looking kind of across from last year, Cooper Stevens, she was a freshman, now a sophomore. Leilani Foster-Say, Quinn McDonald. Yeah, very, very young team. So they know some of my schemes I like to run, the expectations, and now they get to be leaders for the freshmen.
Yeah, you know, young leadership.
Absolutely,
your team with that.
Looking at
your season, of course, you'll be competing in a tough corner conference, whatever. What are some of your expectations, things you've been focusing on early here in season and practice with your team?
So our big thing is, are we giving our best effort with each other and for each other? Early on, we go kind of to that Lewis Central tournament. So we always play bigger schools in our preseason, kind of before the conference really gets going. But we also know the corner conference brings together some solid volleyball. East Mills, Sydney, Fremont Mills, Griswold's in the mix. Now we have Bedford that's joined the conference. Essex, Hamburg, they always show up and they're hungry. So for us, it's exciting because teams are starting to realize volleyball's played in Southwest Iowa. And when we go to these tournaments, they're like, whoa, you're a 1A school and you have this many, like, young kids out ready to play. They're competing. It's at a high level. So yeah, early on, we just want to compete. And that starts with girls competing for spots. They know it's not always going to be equal playing time, but if they're not on the court, they're still supporting their teammates.
Yeah, I would imagine your preseason practices will be different during your in-season practices because you'll be in between matches and that sort of stuff. It's a little bit different for you. Who do you have helping on your staff this year?
So Jody Druven-Gay, her wonderful years with our high school program. She's now with the junior high. She's a great grandma to her kids, and she just loves that. So this year, my assistant is Jenna Stevens. Jenna has been a part of the volleyball here at Stanton since, I don't know, kindergarten, it seems like. She recently graduated out of college, and we're excited for her to join the staff. She knows my coaching style. She's a great addition.
So, coach, you know, here begins the season, and of course you want to win every match. You want to do all those things. Looking at, if you could project to the end of the season, what success for a Stanton Viking volleyball team will this year would be what in your mind?
Yeah, so that's where it comes to transactional or transformative. A lot of coaches, they put a lot into what does the scoreboard say, what does the record say. Last year was very humbling, a great learning opportunity for the team. So we realize now it's transformative. Who are we going to be when we leave the volleyball court our senior year? What are we going to do for our communities and for our friends and family? and then volleyball is that opportunity where we get to teach those skills. So a lot of other things probably won't say on media for our goals, because I know teams are always out there trying to get that competitive edge. But as always, we journal at the end of practice with our end of the season goals, and the girls keep that to themselves and within the team. And I don't know if they even share it out with their families, because we want it to be just us.
Well, I saw that motto. You have a motto on your shirts, you know, with us, for us. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, but a very team-based concept. And part of that is having good senior leadership. And you have a senior here with you today. Who is this?
Yes, this is Haley Joint. She joined us last year, which is awesome. But we have other seniors as well. Addie Gettler, she lot of playing time. She can play just about any position, and she's excited for that. But then we also have Corinne Hoff and Adriana Valdez. Haven't always seen a lot of varsity, but they are vocal, they're positive, they are great leaders. But yeah, this is Haley Joint here, senior for us at Stanton.
Haley, I can't believe you are a senior now.
I know, it's crazy.
Does it feel a little different being a senior this year?
It does. I think being a senior, there is a lot more pressure, and just being there for the younger girls and giving them a good example of what they can be when they get older.
And your position, what is your position on the volleyball team?
I am a setter and a right side hitter.
And tell me about the preseason. We got the coach's perspective of it. How do you feel the preseason practices are going, and what's your thoughts on the upcoming season?
I think that together as a team, we've been working really hard, and like our motto says, with each other, for each other. And we're trying really hard as a team to come together and not only work for ourselves, but for each other. And it's going to be a good season. I think we have a lot of potential.
As much as I tease Coach about those early morning practices, there's something about that discipline, getting up early and practicing.
Yes, I agree. I think it really shows the team of who wants to be there, and it sets expectations as a team of what we need to do and who's going to be there in the mornings, even when it's rough.
What are you looking most forward to this year in terms of playing on the team?
I'm excited to grow as a team. I think that we'll have a lot of learning opportunities this year as the season go on, and I'm really excited to see the growth that we have.
So moms, dads, family, who's all on your support team?
Jeff Stiebenecker, he's my stepdad. He's going to be out there in the stands for me. And then Lisa Joint, she will always be there. And then my older sister, Alexis, she's coming back from college. She graduated 2 years ago, so it's excited to have her back. And then my twin sister, Miley.
It's your turn to shine, right?
Yes, I'm excited.
So what other activities, things do you do at Stanton?
For Stanton, we go over and cheer for Red Oak. So I'll do wrestling cheer with Red Oak, and then I play soccer.
Well, great. So, you know, I always ask what everybody's favorite sport is, and, you know, you have the coach sitting next to you. What's your favorite sport?
It's volleyball.
That'll save you some extra exercising there. But, hey, it's so good to see you. Good luck this year, and go get them.
Thank you.
Coach, wrapping up this season, first game, first real match is when?
It is Tuesday, and it was a quad here at Stanton. So playing places will be the Viking Center gym and then the high school gym.
And I guess you're a little bit of construction. Tell me just briefly, how's that going to go with the gyms here in Stanton?
Correct. So they have installed most of the air conditioning unit. However, and this is huge, we're trying to let the parents know, the players, our gym, they don't have the unit right now, so there is no AC in our high school gym, but the Viking Center has air conditioning. So eventually the gym will have nice cold air. It'll be wonderful, but we're waiting on the units. But yeah, Lennox will be here, Mount Air, and then Shenandoah shows up. So that's really exciting. We scrimmaged Shenandoah last year. Great coaching, great players. But yeah, it'll be great. I believe action starts at 5. Every team will play three matches that night. It'll be fun. Great way to start the school year. And our football team actually plays Friday, so they start before us.
Home game,
yeah.
Too.
Home game too, yeah.
Yeah, fall sports season is definitely here. Yeah. Coach, well, good luck this year. Go get them. We'll be keeping track of the Stanton Vikings.
Thank you, and we always appreciate your support at KCSI.
Head Coach John Manquist, Stanton Viking Volleyball Team.